Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
I can't get this line on my fucking head. You about to meet your maker. That's like, it's such a video game line, such like a movie line, whatever. Like, but to hear somebody in real life say that shit, I guess there's only two places you'd ever hear some shit. You'd be like, I can't believe I heard that. It's like Florida or Texas. Sure enough, this man's from Texas, so it makes perfect fucking sense. I can't get the concept of why his dick was out, though.
Yeah, I, you know, there's some things you like, you want to know the context of, and there's also some things you really don't. It just, because it just makes the what you're watching that much better. This is one of those videos. I don't want to know.
Well, I gotta be honest though, his stomach's so big. Would you even see his dick? To be honest,
that was my next question too. Yeah.
Look how big that shotgun is, Cody. that shotgun's fucking huge.
Yeah, his shit's looking like a medicine ball. Yeah, so I was like, I have a lot of questions, but I don't want them answered. You know what I mean?
That motherfucker head and head shape looks like his stomach though too. If you like his fucking head. Look at his head. His eyes are bulging out his fucking head. Like, yo, he's got like the loony eyes going and shit. I love the fact.
I think he just rushed out. He's probably in the middle of taking a piss. And he heard something. He was like, fuck it. I think that's what happened.
Oh, shit. You might be right. You know the ironic shit about this shit? You look at his car right there and in the background. Now, I'm going to be stereotypical. He looked like a typical redneck Texan or whatever and shit. And look, that's what he looked like by the face. That motherfucker got a Tesla. And I see like some... Is that a wind panel in the background too? He's very environmental friendly, Cody, is what I'm getting at here. Could you imagine a Texan that's environmentally friendly, but like, fuck that, I need my shoddy, baby. Like, some of a bitch pops up on my fucking yard, I gotta blow their goddamn brains out. This man's name is Kerry Birmingham, but wow, Birmingham, that's a hell of a last name right there. Kerry Birmingham, he was sentenced to 10 years, they say only 10 years in prison after murdering his wife for cheating on him. I mean, to be fair, if you looked like that, I mean, you kind of deserve to be cheated on. That motherfucker looked like Jabba the Hutt, no lie, though. Like, like when Jabba had that crooked eye going, he was looking at he like,
like, he looked like that, remember that big ass, that fat ass vampire. What was it? I think it was a Blade 1 or Blade 2. Do you remember that?
I want to say it was Blade One, but I do remember that one. Yeah.
That's what he reminds me of.
He like a cross between the Blob and that fat dude.
He does like the Blob. Holy shit.
Yeah.
He does. They might just give him he just needs that fucked up haircut. Otherwise, yeah.
Are we sure this ain't the same actor from Wolverine Origins? I'm sure. I don't know. I'm starting to see some resemblance now. I don't know. Wow, his wife was skinny too. Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm not talking. Well, I am kind of talking shit about. I ain't talking shit about fat people. I'm just mainly talking about this fat guy.
So. No, that dude. Yeah, just because he's an asshole. Yeah. That's the reason. But hey.
He had a kid too. Oh yeah, this dude's a piece of shit. Then yeah. Oh, the first comment here is a fucking Jabba the Hutt photo too. That is fucking perfect right there. Yeah. Somebody said, trying to explain this video, and they use the math numbers popping up in their head. That's Cody right there. Man. That, you know what? He's living proof. Anybody can get a wife.
Yeah.
Anybody. That shotgun, though. That motherfucker got a flashlight on the bitch and everything. Is that a pump handle scope on it too as well? He doing some close encounter hunting there, Cody. some very, very close encounter hunting. You know what? Fuck, I need a drink after that. All right. Well, God damn. It ain't even my week. Shit. God damn, Cody.
It's like that sometimes.
Yeah, life be like that sometimes, Cody. Shit, yeah. But you know what, Cody? One day you're going to meet your maker, too, so.
Yeah, I guess we all are, man.
Not me.
I guess. You sure?
I'm in the bunker, baby.
You're going to find you some way.
Yeah,
the maker always finds the way, sir.
Be looking like Altair and shit when in Revelations or whatever and shit when Ezio found his ass just sitting in a chair just holding a bottle in my hand and shit. Just like, be like, yo, what's that smell in here, yo? Motherfucker never came out and shit. You kind of right about that because even Optimus had to meet his maker.
Yeah, multiple times. That motherfucker died like twice. Or three times, something like that.
Yeah, he met his makers a few times. Yeah,
he died like twice, and Megatron died like five times. So
Megatron got a new body, and then next movie, he got his old body back somehow.
Yeah.
I guess his and he lost his powers too, where he just like transformed into pixels or whatever the fuck that shit was. Mm-hmm. Just, yeah, he lost a lot of shit. Cause he lost that hoodie. He lost that hoodie. He lost that hoodie.
So he did lose that hoodie. Yeah.
That hoodie was important.
It was. It gave him more character.
Somebody tried to explain that shit. Hey, Africa, man. It's hot as fuck out there. That motherfucker's a robot, yo. It's like, what the fuck you talking about? Like, why would he care about the weather? Like, he would be... Oh, oh man. Some of the experts we go to explain things we love, Cody. It's just
Jesus Christ. Just embrace the stupidity of the shit. That's what we did. Stop trying to defend it.
Yeah, it took us a while. Well,
it didn't take that long because it was about the fourth one we started to catch on. We're like, okay, this is grand.
It was about the third movie.
I guess by the end of the third one, I guess. Yeah.
Because, like, beginning of it was just kind of like, I kind of hate this shit. But then, like, it said, I'm going to top this shit. Like, they introduced that dude from The Hangover, the Ken Jeong guy character, and it was just like, I don't even know what movie this dude is in now.
John Malkovich.
Then they had, like, that government conspiracy theory about covering up the moon landing and shit. And I'm not going to lie. As the kids say today, Cody, I was like, hold on, let that brother cook. And that brother, Michael Bay, was cooking, Cody.
he was cooking. He was like, you want some authenticity? Buzz Aldrin, what you doing right now?
You ain't doing shit. Bring your ass. Yeah. I think it was once Buzz Aldrin came in, that's when I was just like, this is the funniest fucking film I've ever seen now.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
And it got funnier. like Megatron getting pissed at the bitch word and stuff like that. I was just like, why does he care? Like, he don't know what that word has no meaning to him. Like, he's got that hoodie on. What's his name? Leonard Nimoy just repeating lines from Star Trek. I swear to God, I don't think they got him as acting. I think they just took his lines from Star Trek, whatever. Because Paramount owns all that shit. So they were just like,
he's cobbled this, he's edited this shit together. Just stitched these voice clips together.
I think they only had him for half the day, Cody. They didn't get him for the ending and shit. So yeah. And it was by that movie, I absolutely loved it. Because that first and second one, I was like, these fucking things are god-awful. I thought the first one was god-awful to the point that it was, like, somewhat hilarious. Because I saw that shit three times in theaters and laughed all the way through. But then I realized, damn, I just wasted money on some bullshit, really. Like, so, but I guess movies were, like, cheap back then. That was back when it was only, like, $9, maybe $8 or whatever. And then the second one came out. I actually went, that was my first ever screener I ever went to, Cody. Yeah, my professor in college hooked me up with that. Me and my brother went. We went to the, I guess that was the premiere, actually, not the screening or whatever. And I just remember seeing Shia LaBeouf. Motherfucker looked like he did not want to be there, by the way. Mm-hmm. I didn't meet him, but I saw him from a distance and shit. And I remember it was quiet as fuck in that theater, Cody. And then I want to say, like, towards, like, the half end, when they scrapped that robot for parts and shit, when Optimus scrapped that robot for parts, all you hear is me and my brother just laughing our asses off in the theater and shit. And motherfuckers was looking at us like we had, like, no class and shit. Like, how dare you laugh at this cinema? I was like, this is the funniest goddamn shit I ever seen. Like, why did he just... Did he just murder that robot, yo?
Cold fucking blood. As cold as it gets.
And like, I was kind of confused by the whole plot of it. I was just like, why is he so scared of a prime? He ain't did a... all he did was just steal his robot's parts and shit. Like, yo, like, why couldn't that robot kill that motherfucker? Like, shit. And Optimus is just blowing people's heads off and shit. And then that forest battle shit, Cody. When I saw that, I was just like, yo, I remember in that first movie, man, Optimus was having a hard time fighting Megatron. He is whooping five robots' asses at one time now. I was like, yo, what the... The gap between power, Cody, from that first and second movie, I was like... And then he told that one robot, I want your whole face. And he ripped his shit in half. I was just like, yo... And then orange blood came out. I love how the color of blood just changes on robots. It's like oil color, then it turns to orange. And then in the third movie, they were actually bleeding, like real red blood and shit. And then it got turned into like bluish purple blood and shit in the fourth later movie. I was just like, I love how there's like levels of this shit, you know? Like, it's almost like that's how they divide you up in class. They don't call you by your races and shit. Like, you ain't a Negro or Mexican or a white guy or anything like that. How you bleed, bitch? You know? What color is your blood, bitch? Like, because you know, in America, they always say, like, oh, we're all one. We bleed the same or whatever. Well, not on Cybertron. Nah. Shit, you bleeding some other color. They might, the question now is, what is the lower tier blood? It damn sure can't be them purple blue ones or whatever, because them were in the later movies. So it's got to be that oily looking shit. You know, they just sent them out. Just go ahead and get that out the way or whatever. So, yeah, Michael Bay, man, there's little details like that you just got to pay attention to, you know?
It's your detail, Michael Bay, yeah. I got to say, are we doing a Transformer thing this year?
We will.
Talk about that?
You know what? Okay. We will now. Okay. We
will. Right. I think we were kind of talking about it. I don't know if we're doing it for sure, but
okay. Oh, yeah, we're going to do it for Celebrity Month in July, because July is 4th of July.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
And nothing screams more American than...
All right, yeah, so like a Transformers retrospect. Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, we did it 2 years ago, and then we decided that should be a yearly
thing. We find new shit. We look back.
I'll tell you this, it's not the movie to... the movies, I should say, to smoke and drink to, because you might choke from laughing.
You know what? I think we should probably just skip the first one there, because that shit is a bit too tame.
Yeah, we skipping that.
Yeah, I think I put two on. I think that's what the goal is.
Fuck that first one.
The first one, guys, when Megatron rips Jazz in half. That's about it. That shit's hilarious. But other than that, and I'm a fucking breakdancer too. But other than that,
there's like four really scenes in that film. Whatever, that's it.
It's not,
Jazz breakdancing. I'll ask five because when they were talking about like, let's sneak around the house and shit, nobody can see them. Okay. That's ridiculous. So that's another one. Jazz breakdancing, that one. When Optimus, when he was getting to was that final battle scene, and for some reason, this Decepticon couldn't see Optimus because he was hiding behind the 405 freeway. And Optimus came around the corner and stuck his blade in his head, and the blade spinned around, and he tore his fucking head off. I was like, yo, that. And then Optimus kind of stared at it, and he twitched a little bit, like that murder right there just like censored his murder instinct in him and shit.
And correct me if I'm wrong, didn't this also have the moment where Bumblebee, his voice box gets temporarily fixed?
Yes.
And he says, permission to speak, sir. Okay.
Permission granted, old friend.
Okay. All right, that's a very noteworthy moment. But yeah, that's that one. I don't think that we need a whole week to that, but that's definitely great moments in that one. Not gonna lie.
That might be the funny. You know, I'll put 10 things now because we just jumped it up, but 10 things. The fucked up part about that whole sequence, that might be the most introspective part of the whole movie is Bumblebee getting to talk, is because he's talking, mind you, with no legs. How the fuck is he alive, people? Because Jazz got his whole body. His legs was ripped off, and they just threw his shit. And I think
you remember in later movies, they show Bumblebee was like compartmentalized, so he could like detach and then like remember that like the Iron Man suit in Iron Man 2.
Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
Oh shit! So what was the one in Iron Man 3? The one that kept that he didn't have to be in the suit to what was that?
That's the one I'm thinking about. That one, Iron Man 3. Sorry,
I forgot.
Yeah, Iron Man 2 is the one with the suitcase. Yeah, I'll say Mark 7 or some shit like that.
Yeah, right? And then I think the one in Iron Man 3 was like Mark 35, 40, something or whatever.
Something like that, yeah.
Where he didn't have to be in the suit. He could like remotely control it. And that thing always just broke apart and shit like that because it was a piece of shit, realistically. I mean, so that was Bumblebee later on. It was just like, what the fuck? Like, I just love the concept that they can evolve their powers.
Yeah.
I mean, we never used that word with them before, powers, because we never thought that they had powers. We just thought they was just...
Oh, they do.
Oh. <He's> like, I think that you know what they should have did in that first film when he put that sword up that robot's head and shit? His eyes should have flickered purple. That way, like in the fourth film, or was it the fourth one, where Optimus turned evil and his eyes went purple? Mm-hmm. That could have been like the first trigger.
Yep,
that'd have been long term planning right there, or is the kid long term storytelling, Cody?
Mm-hmm.
They should have flickered. He needs to have a director cut. Release the Bay cut.
Yes,
but you're right. After that, he threw Jazz's legs down, and then Optimus decided to be suicidal. Those are my main. But like he kept talking about put that cube in my chest for some reason. I was really confused by that too because I was like, I thought that cube gives life. Why would it kill you? Matter of fact,
I think it's.
What was it?
I think it's like the Infinity Stones.
Oh.
That shit. Yeah, it's just too much.
It's too much for Optimus.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because the second film, like, kind of debunks all that because the second film says, like, Optimus is like this higher being.
Yeah.
He's, what's his name? Star Lord.
Basically. Yeah.
He's Star-Lord.
That's right. The Primes.
Yeah, he's the he's Star-Lord. Yeah. He's one of the Celestials, then, Cody.
Yes.
So, wow, Michael Bay's been ripping off Marvel's been ripping off Michael Bay.
Michael Bay, yeah. That was before Guardians.
That was before Guardians.
Yeah. So,
and also, too, the whole point of that movie is the cube was giving life to just inanimate objects and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But yet it kills Optimus for some reason. The continuity level. Nobody asked for that. We don't care. We don't care about any of that shit or whatever and stuff. Yo, we like entertainment. We like laughing. I do not recommend when you buy those movies, people, I do not recommend you smoke a cigar or anything like that. You will die from coughing and stuff, from laughter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was cleaning out my my closet, Cody, over the weekend, and I found the old box of Blu-rays, your favorite. Old, the mini movie.
Good old Blu-rays. I remember those days.
The huge box of Blu-rays. And I said, I ain't going to need any of this shit no more. I'm getting rid of all. I was like, what the fuck? I don't want any of this shit. Getting rid of it. It's a box. It's in the car now. I'm going to go donate that motherfucker to probably later after
we do. Oh, man. I got to tell you, digital media, that's like the best thing that ever happened to me.
It is. Yeah. It is. You know, I thought about it too. I was like, I just keep all my Marvel Blu-ray. And I looked at it and I was just like, why the fuck would I do that when I got Disney Plus?
Telling you, man, because I'm big about decluttering nowadays. I still got to declutter right now. But like, just space, you know?
Yeah.
Just like, you know, space.
Decluttering, you know, always just leads to more cluttering. I'm kind of defining that out now.
That is the pattern. And I'm glad we're more aware of that now, because I can kind of like stop it before it gets, you know, too far.
Yes.
For the clutter. You know, you still got a little bit of clutter because, you know, used to your old ways. But, you know, you slowly but surely you chip away at that. So
I got three boxes in the car. One box is full of Xbox 360 games, I believe. And then the other one's full of PlayStation 3s and a little bit of PlayStation 4 games. I'm about to go take that shit to GameStop and be like, just give me credit for all this shit, please.
Yeah, I'll take your $1.50 for all this.
Yeah, I really will. I just want it gone, really. I just want it gone. You know, I looked up on GameStop and like some of them games actually is like still like, you know, like you said, $1.50. Those Call of Duty games are like fucking $5. I was like, what the fuck? Maybe I should keep these motherfuckers. Are you telling me these might be worth something? And then I was like, no, they're fucking the third version. Or the second version for Microsoft, but the second and third version of fucking consoles that, let's be real, they not really worth shit or anything like that. So then, like you said, the Blu-rays I'm going to get rid of. But you know what? I got Transformers 3 Blu-ray. I'm keeping that motherfucker. Somebody gave me that as a...
You got to put that you put that on your wall.
I got to keep that. I got to keep that. That's the only one I own, Cody. And, that, you know, that's... I got to have that. That's somebody gave me that as a Christmas gift, and I just, like, looked at them, and I said, thank you.
Yeah.
Best Christmas gift I've ever gotten, to be honest.
Could get much better than that.
No, hell no. And this box has like at least three levels of Blu-rays, people. This is like the whole movie spoilers days or whatever, like I'm just collecting Blu-rays. Like that's at least about 5 years worth of Blu-rays and shit. I can't wait to get rid of that shit. And like you just said, digital media. Oh, thank God. Because every movie I have on there, the Blu-rays came with that digital owned version, so you just put it on Vudu, or if you're lucky, you could put it on your Amazon Prime shit too as well. So it's like, I don't need any of this shit. Cody, my friend, what are we sipping on today?
Oh.
You decluttering today, that beer, huh? By drinking it all.
Yes, exactly. Been sipping since the show started.
Yeah. Shout out to Tequila Ranch, too, by the way, people. Mm-hmm. I was talking to Cody about this. They got Cabal Minis now.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, game. And not just any. They got the Añejo and the Extra Añejo. Damn.
Game changer.
That is, honestly, that's beautiful. That's the most beautiful shit I've seen, people. That's like the most high-end mini I think I've seen then, right? At least one of them.
As far as my knowledge goes.
That you can buy separately. Because I know those last drop bottles come with like a miniature and shit, but you got to buy that with the big-ass bottle and shit. So, yeah, man, that's a game changer right there. Tequila Ranch, man, they always doing their thing. They killing it. Shout out to those guys over there. They looking for, if you live in the area, they looking for somebody to hire or whatever. I was thinking of taking the job just so I could rob them motherfuckers, but, you know, I was like, that wouldn't be right. Nah, I'm fucking with you or whatever. Let me put the prices out there for the Cabal Extra Añejo. That bottle is, at least if you're good, between $245 to $290-ish. You'd be paying for that. They are selling the miniature, Cody, for $30. And for the Extra Añejo. And for the Añejo, the regular Añejo is $15.
So okay.
If you don't want to spend $300 damn near, Tequila Ranch got the miniatures for you for $30.
Get the mini. Can't beat that.
Hell no. That's a shit, I'm about
that's a steal if you ask me.
Hell yeah. I'll tell you this, if I was at a bar and I didn't, because I, look, I'm going to be real with you. I haven't tried Cabal, but I hear great fucking things about that tequila. I'm not spending $300 for that bottle. But I'll tell you what, I'll go buy two bottles of those miniatures.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, might even buy three. That's under 100.
Yeah.
So yeah, I might go get three actually, Cody. Now that I think about it, that's under $100. So that's a win.
Yeah. I mean, I love the mini games picking up, especially tequila too.
Yeah.
Since, you know, that's where that's our jam right now. So yeah, I'm very happy. Yep, right now. Very happy.
Tequila week is my favorite week to get to. It's kind of what you just said about like transport. Can you just skip the first one so you can just get to the thing? Yeah, I kind of
yeah.
That way now about every week now. Just like, can we just get to tequila week now? I
exactly.
Want to cop that up or whatever.
About to say, this shit about to become all tequila show.
Yeah. You're going to call me Herman. Yeah, he's going to be like, no, senor. My name is Herman. I'm the
trademark that shit now. The last agave.
Yeah,
the trademark last agave. That shit now.
The last agave, whatever. Everything comes in Spanish now, whatever. We start fucking words up and shit like that. Pseudo aficionado Spanish speakers in the world of tequila and shit. Oh, shit. What are you sipping on, though, sir?
I believe it was this year. Yeah, so a bit earlier this year, we visited this brewery, hailing from, where are they from again? San Diego, California. This is the return of Abnormal. This
remember them.
Is their Rule Breaker. This is their double dry hop West Coast Pilsner.
This is
a great can. Very nice can.
I love that can.
I love the
a little blurry, but I love that can.
Yeah, it kind of looks like almost like a painting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very nice.
Actually, I've seen like canvas art where it's like got the
canvas. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, that does look like that's somebody's rug.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that can a lot, actually.
If you guys don't know, double tri hopping, that involves the process of adding an extra addition of hops to the dry hopping process. So it makes everything just amped up to the next level.
Why does that sound like drug dealing? Double dry hop? What the fuck? Like, when you said that, I was like, you juicing Negro now? Like, what the fuck? Like, Jesus Christ. I should have checked on you sometime. I didn't know it was that bad. God damn. Sticking syringes in you now, like
I'm on that double dry hop.
Yeah. Oh shit, dude.
They got me on that hop.
Yes, that sound bad. I ain't gonna lie. That did not sound pleasant at all. That literally sounded like you were doing some shit you had no business doing. You all right?
check on me in 30 minutes.
Okay. Cool. I will. Shit. Here now.
So this one is going to feature what they say right here, an ungodly amount of Saz. These are the specific names of the hops: Saz, Simcoe, and Citra hops. So it's probably going to be very citrus forward for obvious reasons, because Citra is very aromatic for the most part. So I'm gonna dig in right here. Yep, right on point.
What that can, huge, what that bottle look like? Let me see that glass.
Huge. Oh, the glass is, this is my favorite, the Stella Artois glass right here.
Damn. Oh, yeah. I just cleaned that out last night, actually, or whatever, because I was like, I got to use that one.
Yeah, but you know. Anyway, there we go. Yeah. That bad right there.
Shout out to Tequila Ranch on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. This is actually one of my favorite glasses. I love this glass.
I love that glass, too. Yeah, I use it for almost every goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Which was crazy, because we wasn't even going to get that glass until... I can't remember if it was a woman or a dude, but one of them said, get some stuff, guys, get some stuff. And we was like, shit, don't mind if we do shit.
Pre-stuff?
Yeah.
Snatch.
Yeah, we thought it was just like one item or something like that. We was like, oh, all right, yeah. Cody got like 40 pair of sunglasses and shit out of it.
Yep.
Cody knew something I didn't. He saw that they had like the company brand on them. Like one was like Trays, one was Milagro. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that shit. I was like, oh, shit.
Yep.
Fuck, I fucked up, because actually, I wear those sunglasses when I'm just chilling outside a lot, but those sunglasses are actually really well.
They're cool. I love the Buffalo Trace ones. Those are my favorites. Yeah. I love those.
Damn, that's my favorite. Like, I got all of them.
Like, I got my five, like Dragon Balls.
Yeah. I got my five Pokemon started right here. I was wondering, like, why is he getting so many? I was like, why did he, like, he's like, I was like, he's trying to color match the bands or something like that. I was like, he's like, nah, that motherfucker got the whole setup on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit, there's a my buddy's opening up his own I can't remember if he said bar now or liquor store. There will be a grand opening though, and he invited us. So,
oh, we'll be there.
I told him, I said, you ain't even shit. Just give me a date.
That's all you gotta do.
Just give us a date. Whatever. He's a big cognac guy, so he's all into the cognacs and stuff like that. So I expect to see a lot of that. But he said, yeah, grand opening coming soon. So, he drinks a lot of that Lapotier, Shannon Sharp's drink. So Shannon Sharp retweets him like crazy too. Retweets him, reposts his shit. So, but he plans on either opening a store or a bar. I think it was a store, if I'm not mistaken. That's coming very soon. So,
okay,
I feel like there's another store that's opening too that might be having a grand opening. I can't remember what or like a little tasting or something like that, but I'll try to get that down so we could attend that. We like free shit.
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
free shit is treats us very well.
I like merch in general.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. You ever been to Eureka? Side note here.
Oh man, it's been years, but I have.
Same. I haven't been there in a while. I went recently. The Huntington Beach one was closing.
Okay.
I gotta tell you, when I got there, that motherfucker didn't look like it was closing. That shit was like, I was like, it don't look like nothing was cleaned out. It looked like a normal fucking day here or whatever shit. That guy was selling some of his bottles off that shelf and shit, and some of the beer and shit like that.
Okay.
That they had in the back. shit, they had some real good shit. Now, unfortunately, I only got one bottle because it was pretty pricey. Mm. But when I saw the back room with the beer and shit like that and the pours, I was just like, it was like 11 o'clock at night too, though. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking in the longest, I just said, damn, y'all going to be open this weekend? They said, nah, today's the closing day. I just said, don't fucking look like it. They said they were shipping all the shit to the Cerritos and stuff, like to the Cerritos store. And I just looked around, just like, if only I had an extra day. Could have told Cody, like, raid the fuck out this. They was like, yeah, we'll sell beer keg and stuff like that. They was like, we got some sours and IPAs in the back. I was just like, kind of sours y'all got or whatever. So I got it's the clear green bottle. I forgot what the fuck it's called now. You've opened it for me one time. Shit, what is it called?
It's a sour?
Yeah.
It's like with the it's not Fantôme, is it?
No, it's got numbers on it. So I think it's like 13. Where the fuck?
Oh,
I got the name of that fucking in the fucking kitchen.
Green. Wait, is it? Fuck, I'm blanking.
It's like a clear green, too.
Yeah, okay.
Man. You see it on shelf. It's most liquor store.
I think I know what you're talking about.
I forgot the name. I always forget the name of that.
Yeah, it's on the tip of my tongue. Fuck. Okay.
They gave me that for 10 bucks.
Shit, okay. Very nice.
Yeah, so if any of your businesses are going out of business or are closed down.
Yeah, you should probably just stop by there and see what's what.
Let us know. We would love to know.
Or that too, yeah.
You can reach me at PhenomenalOld1 on Instagram. Just hit your boy up. I'd love to buy it. I hate to say this. I look for shit to close now. You know? Yeah. Tony got his Buffalo Trace glass. So I heard y'all closing shop up in here. little birdie told me. So what y'all cooking in here?
kind of What kind of beer y'all got back there? So, what y'all hide back there?
Y'all slinging. Yeah. What y'all doing? What y'all doing over here? Like, you know,
I got a toothpick in my mouth for no reason. Yeah. I ain't a goddamn thing.
I got what I did get out of them too was an old Rip Van Winkle 10-year-old bottle too. So, okay.
That would make sense with the pricey notion. Okay.
Yeah. And the only reason why I know that too is because I saw a guy putting it in his bag, the 12-year-old, and I was looking, going like, I kind of knew him, kind of not like I've seen him at like some multiple events and stuff like that. And I just looked at him, and I was like, where the fuck you get that from, or whatever and shit. And it probably was about as much as this glass bottle right here.
Oh, okay.
12-year-old he's putting in there, and he was just like, I just bought it from them. I looked at him. I said, what the fuck else they got? He was just like, I know they got a 10-year-old up there. I left. I walked. I didn't even say shit. I said, yeah.
Zoom.
Because once again, I didn't even know this place was closing. Like, it looked like a normal fucking day of shop to me or whatever. Like, what's that Chris Rock joke? Grand opening? Grand closing. I'm looking for those. Where the grand closings at? So, you know, I guess you just got to pay attention to detail of some of these fucking places, Cody. But, like, if you see it, Cody, just go. That's all I got to say. Just go. Because I got a half a bottle of old Rip Van Winkle for a very good price, I must say. That bottle goes for $1,000 now. Let's just say it is. I didn't even pay half of that, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
He was trying to give me some other shit, but I was like, I already spent enough, sir. I said, well, give me that beer then. I said, that's an extra $10 in. So I said, there's nothing wrong with that. He was going to give me the Remus Great Gatsby. I forgot how much that runs for, but that bottle is like really good and shit. I think it's like 175 and up or whatever. He's going to give it to me for 110. I was just like, shit. You should have fucking. I was like, I'm kind of glad you didn't come to me at first about that. He had some BTAC on the shelf too, but they cost more than the fucking Rip Van Winkle did.
Really?
Yeah, because he was selling it by the pour, and the Rip Van Winkle was only $60 a pour. That's, he said that's how they got to sell it to me or whatever and shit, right? And but I could walk out with the bottle as well too. And for some reason, the BTAC, like William Relu and all that, was like $85 to $90 a pour. I just looked at him. I said, you can keep them fucking bottles. I said that's damn near the price that you'd pay for a regular bottle anyway. So I was like, oh, well, that ain't no deal. I'm here. I'm looking for deals, baby. I need this 15% discount, baby. Come on now. So yeah. So if you see Grand Closing, Cody, just go.
Oh yeah, I'm there.
Yeah. You got to be there.
Yeah.
And Culver City, I know they close shit daily. So
well, actually, that's anywhere in LA.
When did Rush close?
That closed. Oh, that's been a minute.
Man,
they've been closed for probably almost half a year now.
I hadn't paid attention to it. I was just at Honey Kettle the other day, and I just looked across the street, and I just said, damn.
Yeah, it been closed for a minute.
It got too hood for them. They had to get the stairs like, no. It's like, that just got to go. It was like that Inglewood crowd mingled over here. We can't have that.
Be gone.
I don't remember what Rush had on their shelves. It's been so long since I've been there. We should have rated that motherfucker.
We should have rated that son of a bitch. I think they had some okay-ish stuff. I think we would have been all right.
Yeah. I'd assume you've probably been there more than I have recently, in recent numbers.
Yeah, I think I remember them having some okay-ish stuff. So we would have made out all right, yeah.
The last time we went there, God, I remember getting a cocktail at Knob Creek 12.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, you sell me some of them Knob Creek 12s for like $25, I'd have bought them motherfuckers. That's more than half off, so yeah, I'd have bought that. What's there now is an Irish pub, people.
Yep, Jameson.
Yeah, they was like, we got to get rid of the Negroes and bring out and bring in them Irish Negroes, you know? Everybody know Irish people just like Negroes, really. That's that old Eddie Murphy joke, whatever. No, I think it's Italian people, he said. Italian people are like black people. They always walk around holding their dick and shit. Everything is like answered in a question. What the fuck am I look like? Do an idiot? He's like, they bold as shit too. Just like they was like, I'm gonna walk up to this big mother, this big black motherfucker right here, and tell him to pay for my fucking candy. 5'3" and all of him talking to Mutombo. Go back and watch that Eddie Murphy stand up, people. It's funny as shit or whatever. He's like, I'm gonna tell that fucking Mooley to pay for my fucking candy right now, whatever. So they brought the Irish people in. The Irish are a restaurant in because, you know, the Irish is drunks and stuff. So, you know, they gonna spend money there, like a lot of it. So, Yeah, bless the Irish. By the way, St. Patty's Day is coming up. So, bless the Irish.
That's true. Very true.
Best fucking holiday in America.
Really is.
It's what you do every other holiday.
Yeah. Just drink.
Yeah.
Not that one. They just get straight to the point. Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, this how you celebrate it. Put some fucking food dye in your goddamn beer.
Yep, there you go. Drink shit. Yeah.
Yeah, and drink Irish whiskey. They give you no discount either. They just say drink, bitch. They ain't get no discount.
Y'all gonna pay for it anyway.
Yeah. Ain't no sales and none of that shit. Nope. No. Matter of fact, I think every St. Patty's Day, Redbreast raise their prices.
I believe they do.
Yeah, shit. Have you seen Redbreast prices these days in stores? Holy shit.
Yeah, I haven't had Redbreast in a long time.
Yeah, because it's out my goddamn price range. That goddamn 21-year-old now is 348 now? Or no, it's 368 now. That is like, suck my dick. When I was drinking it, that shit was 180.
Ah, man, I miss that cash drink.
They can keep that cash drink now. That cash drink, $89-something or whatever. I was like, yeah. The fucking 15-year-old, which is the worst one, that shit's $149.
Yep.
They can blow me. Redbreast ain't getting my money no more. They shit, whatever's sitting on that shelf over there, that's the Redbreast family now going forward, because god damn, Irish whiskey never was the one to go up in price. Now that shit's out of control.
Yeah.
I'm sticking to Sexton. $25.
There it is.
Oh, man.
Underrated.
Really underrated. And stay underrated, please.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Please.
Stay fucking underrated, because it's a beautiful bottle. I was getting that as Christmas gifts for some people. It's $25. It's beautiful as shit. Got a nice design on it. And it tastes good. I might show up on Cody's doorstep and be like, hey, happy St. Patty's Day with a fucking...
I'll take that. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, oh, you leave it on the doorstep. Don't come in.
Yeah. Right there. Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. Don't bring your black ass in here. No.
You saw the notes.
It's like I fucking do what Optimus did to that goddamn robot. Yeah. Scrap you for black parts. Scrap you from black parts. That's a movie. They should make a movie of that. A black dude going around stealing other people's black parts and shit. It makes him the superior $6 million man and shit. Oh, so you went to San Diego and got this beer, huh, Cody? You drove off.
Went all the way to good old San Diego.
Went to down LA's there, dumping ground.
Back.
LA's dumping ground.
I've been to San Diego proper in the middle, like the Gas Lamp District and all that.
Dude, I haven't been down there in so long now.
So I don't know what the fuck it looks like now. it might actually turn to fucking Blade Runner 2049 at this point. I have no idea.
I haven't been down there. Like you said, I haven't been down to the proper part. I've been down there recently, but it was like not down in that area. It was kind of like on the borderline by the university and shit like that. So I don't know why I didn't just go to the fucking rest of the city too. I guess I'd prefer it if it was like with a friend or something. I was by myself, so I was like, man, why the fuck would I just be roaming the streets of San Diego? I'm not trying to get robbed out here. San Diego, though, people, that if you got to come to California, I say stop there first.
Yeah,
you guaranteed to get fucked up.
You will get fucked up in San Diego.
Yeah,
that much is very true.
I'll tell you this: you'll find your limit.
Yeah.
Me and Cody found our limits there.
Yep.
We had none. So we didn't have. and thus that became a problem. it was a huge fucking problem and shit, you know. I mean, them days was that's not the way to drink. That, let's just say that that's not the proper way to drink at all. Like, you just, and the fucked up part, we was down and shit too. You shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be doing that at
all. It didn't help that every time we went out, people always just decided to be very friendly and buy us a bunch of shots as well. Literally every single fucking time.
Not to mention, too, motherfuckers, they can't sit still in one place long enough. They just want to just jump to the next place and like, fuck. Mm-mm. So me and Cody, as the experienced drinkers we are, we like to sip and conversate. You know, we talking and drinking, whatever.
Chilling.
As soon as we get the fucking drink, we don't even get to sip it yet or talk to drill. As soon as we grab the motherfucker, hey, everybody, we're going to go down the street. What? I just got this motherfucker. I thought we was going to chill here for a bit.
Nah. The night was still too young for that, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what that was.
So imagine having two glasses in Cody's hand of Long Island iced teas.
Yeah, that.
JB having a pitcher of the shit, which is basically two glasses or three or whatever.
What the fuck are we doing? Jesus Christ.
And when we hear, we're going to the next place down the street, we just look at each other and it's like, down the shit, whatever. If we die from alcohol, it's because of that night. But I just want to let you know, it's because of that night. So that night was really, oh yeah, I remember, because I was back in our, we don't care for tequila much, whatever. We were drinking it that goddamn night.
Yeah.
Drinking a lot of shit that night, actually. And then you go to a lounge, drink a little bit of beer, and or I think it was a cigar lounge, and you find out they don't close till like fucking 4 a.m. or some shit or whatever. And you're just like, oh, I'm just going to linger here then for the rest of the night. You going to wake up the next morning, in my case, hungry as fuck, okay? I just remember us looking miserable as shit in that hotel, eating Domino's pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't had Domino's pizza since that fucking day, Cody.
Yeah, that was definitely a weekend.
I mean, we easily could have just like got up, got dressed, and just went to like one of them pubs to go eat and shit. But for some reason,
I guess we were just depleted.
Yeah, depleted of energy. A lot of energy. A lot of it.
Yeah, and actually brain cells too, because we ordered Domino's and we're in fucking San Diego. Around all these good fire ass restaurants, we decided we're the fucking Domino's for some reason.
That was the day we decided to watch a full episode of Teen Titans Go and realize,
that's right,
this ain't for us. Yeah. I hate this fucking show. Like, I mean, that didn't help us, the miserableness. We just looked at it, just like, oh, shit. You would think we would have learned, but then come that later that year in October, it's kind of the same shit. It's kind of the same shit. I mean,
yeah.
I'll say this. When Cody took us outside, the air cleared me up. I started realizing, fuck is Cody taking us? The drunk was leaving the other drunk. Basically, we're just looking, going, where are we going? I turned into a paranoid black man real quick and shit. That wind, it was a windy night. That wind started hitting me like real hard or whatever and shit. And I was just like it was almost like busting a nut and shit. And you coming back to clarification and shit. And you just like, oh. They start asking questions. We was around all these women and some of these dudes. And I just looked at them. Where are we going? And everybody's just pointing at you and just leading the way. And I just like, no, he's drunk. He shouldn't be leading. He should not be leading us. No. I don't know where Cody was going, but he was going, which was crazy because he actually led us to a pizza place, which is fucking hilarious. Maybe he had like a flashback to us in that hotel and he just said, I will not let that be the last one. Because he took us to a pizza place. And it was actually pretty good, I gotta say.
So I'll be goddamn waking up again in some fucking Domino's. No.
So,
no, sir.
So drunken Cody had a flashback to October drunken Cody had a flashback to summer drunken Cody and just said, no, I was not waking up
Drinking. I've been here before. I'm very familiar with your game, sir.
Well, I will not be here again. I mean, Cody was, he wanted that pizza so bad, a fight broke out next to him. He didn't even fucking notice. I told him about it. He just looked at me. He's just like, oh, I don't even know what you're doing. I was like, God damn. I was like, Cody in line. I'm like behind him, like maybe like a good 3 feet apart. A fight fell out right between us and shit. I just looked, I tapped Cody on the shoulder. I was like, oh shit, they fighting, y'all. He just looked. Oh shit, I didn't even know what they was doing. I was just like, no, I don't know what they was doing. I don't know where Cody's brain at was at. Clearly, he was hating on Domino's, so that's what. He said, I'm getting this goddamn slice of pizza.
The fuck?
It was a big Halloween event, too. So hands were scrapping that night. I saw two fights that Cody just walked right by and shit, just lingered on. He just, no interest at all and shit. It was like, damn, shit. I don't know what that tequila, that, and by the way, it was Patron, too, which I got to tell you, I've had Patron before that and after. Patron don't taste like that. I don't know what the fuck. I think we got roofied, to be honest. I think them dudes roofied us. I think them dudes roofied the fuck out of us, Cody, because I was like, I ain't never had no fucking Patron that tastes like this, all right?
Oh, my God.
They were a little too happy to give us them glasses, too. They were just like, oh, and I remember you looked at, what is this? They just was laughing, like, that's Patron, dude. I was just like, that is not Patron. Cody drank that shit, downed it. I gotta go throw up now. I think they roofied us. I don't know what the game
is. I don't know. I haven't had Patron forever, so you'll know much better than I would.
I went to a tequila taste and they had the lineup of Patron. Mm. I was sitting there going like, either it was tasting like roofies back then or we was really drugged. And judging by Cody's performance, I would say he probably was drugged, most likely.
On that shit.
Yeah, that motherfucker left and never looked back. Just started walking. I think he was just enjoying the crowd or something like that. Like, it was Halloween night. They had, like, this big Halloween parade or power-on party going on outside.
Yeah.
I think Cody was just liking the crowds and shit or whatever and stuff. If he would have took his shirt off and started dancing like Terry Crews, I'd have been like... He didn't go that far. Yeah. That's not Cody's thing when he's like fucked up. Like, that's more of a Yoon thing. He takes his shirt off and sometimes the pants too. When he's real, and the thing is, you know, like, oh, I hope he doesn't hurt anybody. No, but he will dry hump the shit out your trash can probably. He's almost 50, by the way.
FYI.
Hey. I will say this, as a man at 35, I hope I'm like that near 52. Sounds like a good time. San Diego, Cody.
San Diego.
We've done some real shit that I don't think we ever would do in LA. I bought some tickets from a dude off the street and shit. Like, I mean, I would never do some shit like that in LA. Like it's just, like, people are like, what kind of fucking tickets you buy? Well, me and Cody was out there for New Year's, and we was like, man, we should have planned this in, like, really. We had, like, a nice-ass hotel and shit over there and stuff, and I was like, we should have really planned this through, huh? We didn't think this through or whatever here. And this guy was like, yo, because every place was, like, slinging tickets for, like, we went to a rooftop. Remember that rooftop we went to first, Cody?
And I do.
Party, and it was, like, the tickets were, like, $200. We looked at them and just said, fuck you.
Turn right the fuck around.
And we went to this one nightclub or whatever. He was like, man, we just ain't going anywhere. We got to pick a place. And this dude just started slanging tickets, and we just said, how much? And I think he told us $30 or $40 each. I just said, I'll buy both of them then. And I just looked at him. I just remember saying, man, if these tickets don't work, I'm going to come looking for your ass. And he was, like, laughing. He was like, man, I got you, big dog. And Cody looked at me. I was looking dished. I was like, I'm serious. I'm going to come look for your ass, dude. I said, matter of fact, you wait right here. And homeboy, to his credit, he waited right there too. So because me and Cody got to that front of that line, I looked at right at him. Dude said, y'all good to go. I was just like, all right, cool. Cody stayed at that goddamn bar all fucking night, by the way.
Yeah. I mean,
right. I mean, something about San Diego just tells Cody, like,
I was just there for one thing only. Drink.
Something tells Cody, like, you just gotta fucking do, like, I don't know what it is about the San Diego air. It just tells us, don't be you. Do different. like
the limits, those don't exist. Don't worry about your credit card limit. Just keep going. Fuck all that. Don't stop. Keep going.
Yeah, your car, JB. Fuck it. Run that pole down. Who cares? Whatever shit. Yeah,
run through that fucking gate. You gotta get to the next stop. Yeah, don't let nothing get in your way. One of shitty motivational videos. Don't let anything stand in your way.
Nothing can stop you, Jay. Fuck your
healthy conscience.
Yeah. Fuck your thoughts. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's something about San Diego that just makes us do things we don't.
It really is some air, man. It puts some pheromones or some shit out there. I don't know what the fuck it is.
They honestly should put a gate around that motherfucker and just call it Kowloon.
Wall that shit off like Arkham
City. Yeah, just call it Kowloon going forward. Yeah. Like, you know, little Kowloon. You know, just put a fence around that motherfucker and just, you know. The next time we go, I swear to God, I'm gonna be like, I'll be normal day, just normal.
Got a sign in front of the gate that says nothing but alcohol beyond this point.
You think we should go there? I mean, I'm down if you down. I mean, if you don't want to do it, let me know. I don't want to go there. I don't know why, because it's not like San Diego's a vacation or nothing like that. It's just a night.
Yeah.
A night that I would never do in L.A. or any in this area or nothing like that. Our L.A. nights are so fucking normal. If something about San Diego, just say, yeah, sure what if I snorted that and stuck that in my vein? It's fine or whatever and shit. Like, I'm here to live. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm making a joke right now, but it could have got to that. I think COVID saved us, Cody. It gave us that break.
Yeah.
There was no more San Diego trips between COVID. So, you know, it was like, you know, hey, it was like, hey, COVID saved us, Cody. Because that was the next thing right there. Shit. I had this female push me in the fucking bushes to take my, like, you know, I mean, just getting extreme here now, shit. I had thorns in my ass and shit like that, whatever. This is shit I wouldn't do in L.A. is what I'm getting at here, okay? You ain't pushing me in no bushes with thorns and shit, okay? I don't want thorn ass, okay? San Diego brings out the worst in you. That should be their motto. Actually, San Diego should have that Dave Chappelle, because fuck them, that's why. Cody just stopped where the borderline of where the brewery's at. He don't go no deeper into that.
Oh much. Yeah, that's terrified. Not like that's like the edge of San Diego County.
Mm-hmm. Cody terrified to go any deeper. Plus, he in a relationship now. He just like, yeah, I can't look like a fool. I can't look like no fool. He's like, no, I can't. His girl be like, you want to go down? Hey, no, we go home now. We good, yeah. Go home now. Why? We ain't got nothing else to do. No, I gotta wax my head. Believe that? Man, I'm single, so I definitely can't go down there. That'd be horrible.
Oh, man.
Oh, sorry. What are you sipping on?
Yeah, so back yeah, back to the brewery at hand here, or the brew at hand here. Yeah, so super heavy citrus forward. You get a bit. Oh, excuse me, man. Mm. I can speak. Oh, get all that out. Ah. Anyway,
there's something in the air because it got me choked up too. Shit.
Yeah.
Well, you know we've been having schizophrenic ass weather lately, so
yeah. Yeah, I'm getting a bit of like a light strawberry note in here too. Almost like that's interesting. Almost like a tartness to it as well. Like almost like an apple highlight strawberries on it. Sounds weird, but that's kind of what I'm getting right here.
Man, we ain't had a strawberry note so long on this show. I can't remember the last time there was a strawberry note.
Yeah, get a little bit of those biscuity notes too. Mm. Oh, very good. Very pleasant notes.
Yeah. Biscuits and strawberries. Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, biscuit crackers.
Exactly.
Mm. They got these biscuit crackers, people, or whatever, and shit. They got like flavors too. They taste like certain shit, whatever, but yeah.
Mm-mm. Pilot, super grassy. You get a lot of pine. This is extremely piney.
Mm. Oh, you didn't get that on pine notes, though, huh?
No, no pine on notes at all. Super piney, but not like it's really piney. And usually you associate pininess with bitterness. But I wouldn't say this is too bitter. It's bitter, but it's not like it's not like something that's too abrasive or that's something that's not like unapproachable. I guess is the word I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. For being it definitely is hop forward. You do get a good amount of bitterness, but given that it's so piney as well, the piney you think would add to the bitterness, but it really doesn't. And I kind of like that too because they kind of stand out on their own. More so as opposed to any other beer, I'd probably try to do something like this. Yeah, this is a mouthfeel. Actually, for a pilsner, this is actually kind of a bit heavier on the mouthfeel. It's like the lighter side of medium, I would say.
Okay,
so that's interesting. Almost like a light oiliness, almost teetering on that. Not quite though, but there's just a bit more body you get here than your average pilsner, which I appreciate.
Getting some really different notes from you on this beer.
Yeah,
this is pretty unique.
It's a man, abnormal, man. If you heard the review I did earlier this year, they know what the fuck they're doing, man. there's some talented brewers up there because this is a hugely complex beer right here. And I know the Pilsner style is not too popular among the craft beer geek ilk, if you will.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah. Pilsners, at least. Pilsners and lagers, I would say, I don't think it's the most popular style. It's probably a better connotation around it nowadays as opposed to in the past. But I would still say it's not among like the highly sought after styles in the craft beer realm. For me, personally, I love a good pilsner, especially a craft pilsner. Just the simplicity of it. For me, a pilsner that tastes like what when you think of what a beer is, like the very base definition of a beer, that's what a beer is supposed to taste like, a pilsner or a lager type beer. And so when you do that right, when you do the basis of that right, it's just something that's so refreshing and something that you should easily want to go back to. And this beer is no exception to that rule. Abnormal, they knocked out of the park again with this one. Beginning, middle, and end, pilot is consistent. Finish lingers. This is a fantastic beer. Everything I've tried from Abnormal thus far has been grade A, 4 stars. So, yeah, this one, I think I gave this one, the last one, a last drop as well. So this one, yeah, it's getting a last drop for me.
Oh, shit.
This is Abnormal. Rule breaker, double dry hopped West Coast Pilsner. This has been a fantastic fucking year so far, man. I gotta say, holy shit, this year's been crazy. This has been another year. Right off the bat, this year is just killer. Loving it.
I want to say for you too. I saw something recently. Tip Top, your favorite cocktail in a can. They won some awards recently, Cody.
Really now? Okay.
Yeah, like about being like one of the best available cocktails in the cans you could purchase and shit like that. So I saw that sometime this week or whatever, and I forgot to send that to you. I forgot what it was for and stuff, but I was like, damn, Cody had a phenomenal year then, or if that's the case. I was like, because he reviewed those, and I didn't review them, but I tasted those, and I will say, Tip Top is up there and stuff. So, and then you having these Abnormal beers here. They're normal, man. I tell you, they got some uniqueness to them. I even heard from you in reviews, likely. So,
yeah, that's another thing. That's why I appreciate them even more, because they're bringing something different for me, at least, in these tastings. Yeah.
Well, you say for you, but motherfucker, you drink more beer than I mean, shit, you the godfather. I mean, ain't nobody drinking more beer than you. For you, yeah, you would be the end all be all. I'm sorry.
Can I get that?
Let me give you your flowers then, sir. Here, let me give you flowers.
Sir. Appreciate that. Thanks, sir.
What the fuck, sir? Cody already knows this. When I purchase beer, I send it to him right away because I go like, "What you think of this?" I don't know shit the fuck I'm talking about. So yeah, I just remember he probably gave it to me and it tasted good. Yeah. So yeah. That's how I purchase beer. I go like, "Oh yeah, Cody talked about this." I almost bought that 30th anniversary. Yeah, Cody not talked about it.
Oh. I'm so glad I started shooting in the direction, my friend.
I tell you what.
Oh.
Oof. Cody saved me $30.
Oof. Oh, I save a lot of people $30. I hope that's the most sincere review in the history of the last drop.
Save me $30. Because Cody already knows how I feel about paying for overpriced beer. That'll piss me off.
Oh, man. I'll tell you.
That'll piss me off.
Tell you, bet. That beer will forever be on the drop of fame for all the wrong reasons. One of the biggest fuck yous.
I told Cody fuck Goose Island going forward now.
Yeah. That's what I was disowning the motherfuckers completely. Oh, man. Yeah.
That's not the thing to do right there, baby. Yeah. Shit, man, I don't like that. Yeah. Oh, man. Another last drop for Abnormal. Damn.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Killer. Killer beer, man.
Yeah, Cody's like, I gotta drive by San Diego, get more now. whatever.
Back on that road.
Yeah. Hey, don't worry. K&L be opening soon to you.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Cody getting it all. You got a new Total Wine. Now you got a fucking K&L.
Yeah, I'm getting spoiled out of these parts.
You're getting spoiled out here. What the fuck? 24, the year of the K.
I'm about to say, man. Looking good. Well, not bad.
I got it from here, K. Damn.
And then you just killed it. God damn it. Motherfucker.
Gotta let me have this, K. Shit. K think I'm gonna kill this shit. And then I come in there with the I'm a business man. let me handle my business. Damn. I gotta tell you, next week's tequila week, but mix and match, we doing our hip hop thing or whatever. That's the new mix and match thing now. At the end of the month, I gotta tell you, Cody made me listen to some tracks yesterday, people. Holy shit.
I think I gotta mention at some point one of these shows.
It's like I feel like you can't put him on the list because he's just not that important. But at the same time, it's so fucking bad. It's like
I think it's fun to listen to just talk about.
Yeah, like, you know what? He probably gets he might make the list, to be honest. I don't give a shit. Because, you know what? I saw those comments, man. And them comments was talking about, like, what can't this man do? And he's so incredible. And, oh, my God, I'm bumping to this and shit like that. I remember hearing these same motherfuckers said, like, oh, Daft Punk just noisemakers and shit like that. I'm just like, what the fuck? The shit I heard yesterday, it was like some of the most generic shit ever. Like whatever you say about like Avicii and K-Sin and all of them and shit like that, you could tell like their earlier days they had some talent, you could see. And then like they knew how to like dive into the pop shit and make it a little bit more for neutral for everyone and shit like that. But they still have some enjoyable tunes. This shit I heard, I was just like, and then he tried to mix it with like rap in the back. And it's just like, don't fucking, and no, it's not Kanye. I'm sure people are probably thinking that. That's not shit he would do, but you know, it's not Kanye. It's just the amount of credit. I get people like him as in his other profession that he does or whatever, but it's just like, this dude sucks, dude. This dude is suck ass. And it's funny because the one song Cody brought up that he came from, I feel like, honestly, shit, that might be the best song I heard from that motherfucker now at this point. That's saying a lot, too. That old garden ain't looking so bad now. You know, it's like, man, because the rest of this shit is fucking trash, dude. Like, shit. It sound like, honestly, it ain't that far from the Vin Diesel shit, to be honest. It's like, huh?
It's really, it's really not.
It's the same generic noise-making with background vocals and shit. Mm-hmm. You just like, I don't I don't like it at all. And it's funny because I saw an interview with him. No, it wasn't an interview. He was doing Hot Wings, the little wing thing. And he was talking about British style rap. And I'm thinking in my head, yeah, there's a reason why British style rap never took off. Why do you think MF Doom, probably the greatest British rapper, rest in peace, fucking had a New York style? Because he knew this shit wasn't working. I was like, I'm sorry, Mr. Guy. I'm going to say your name. I'll say that for a fucking mix and match week. But British rap, that it ain't it. It ain't it at all. I'm sorry. If it was, because he even admits it too, but he said, oh, it's starting to be more prominent now. I'm just like, well, I hope not, because it sounds like shit. And when you mix it with some EDM shit in the background, it's like, oh, I really don't want to. I would play a clip, but I'm going to say that for Mix and Match, because that shit Cody sent me. That second one, I couldn't get, like, he kept saying this phrase over, and once I got past that, once I got past him saying the phrase, I heard the first line. I just said, yeah, cut this shit off. I can't. I thought it was going to go somewhere, and it just got worse, actually. I wish he would just kept repeating that line
over. I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
Cody got the whole album downloaded. Like, ready and shit. Like,
yeah. Like, hey, JB, you gonna listen to this shit.
I swear, like, oh, man. Which is fucking crazy, because, like, I almost said the name. That dude. People are talking about the Driss, fuck it. That dude was all over my fucking timeline, and then all of a sudden Cody is sending me fucking messages about it and shit, like, so, or not messages, but like fucking songs about it and shit. I'm just like, I had this one homegirl who, look, I think she gorgeous as shit, and she's talking about how sexy this dude is, and his music just touches her soul, and I'm just like, the fuck are you talking about right now? Like, touches your soul shit. And you know what? If that music touched your soul, then this goddamn podcast touching your inner being, man. Shit, we forming spirit bombs on this fucking show, Cody. God damn. That music was trash as fuck, okay? All right? Damn. I hope he stopped making music. That shit sucked.
Oh, man.
That shit was terrible, yo. That shit was everything that, like, if you was a hip hop head, you would hate about EDM or electronic or whatever the fuck it was supposed to be. It was god awful. It was pretty bad. Like, it was, ooh. Like, at least Vin Diesel shit, I could laugh at. That was funny as shit, because I don't know what the fuck he was writing them 12-year-old lines for and shit like that. But, like, this shit, I was just like, yeah. Because the thing about the Driss, he think he a real musician. Motherfucker think he the next Pharrell Williams of Ichi or some shit like that. Whatever. I was like, no. Look, just stick to being that dude that can see all. Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess you died, so never mind. You can't even do that no more. So, all right, well, just stick to acting, bro. Bring back Luther or some shit. Dude, do that. Don't.
Bring back Luther. Hashtag bring back Luther.
Shit, that might be his next song. You never know. Did you see him at that DJ booth, too?
Yeah. He was. Man, it was vibing. Hey,
you know, we was the first to talk about this motherfucker since 2012. It's amazing we've never been to any of his shows or seen anything at a show or whatever. I'm kind of shocked I've never seen him at Coachella. I went like 4 years in a row or some shit like that. It's just amazing. He performs in Inglewood, which is not that far from Cody. I just
right.
Like,
I would actually go to one of his shows. I'm not gonna lie.
Honestly, I would too. Talking about it for 12 fucking years.
You DJ set? Oh, yeah. Down for that.
Talking about this man for 12 years, music career and shit. I ain't never once seen his show. So, you know what? I got to look that up now.
I'll be down for that. It look cool from that little clip you saw. Yeah.
That shit would be funny if them tickets were like $150 or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I ain't that goddamn curious. Shit. Fuck.
You know, Ticketmaster fees about the $175. You'd be like, that motherfucker better put on a show. Goddamn it! That's all I know.
Say, you better bring out Steve Aoki with your ass.
And I better be going somewhere in Inglewood too. By the way, goddamn. Oh man, that's hilarious. Oh, we're gonna get out of here now, people. That That's the end of the show.
That's
Cody,
a wrap.
Cody, if this is the most last drop. That motherfucker. I hope you keeping track of this shit, because
bro, I'm just dropping last shots like going out of style.
Man,
it's not playing, people. Like I'm not trying to do this just to be all last drop happy. This is just me, my honest opinion on the shit. Like the shit's just good this year. Shit just fire.
Last Can't drop Avenue.
Last drop ad.
Yeah. SmackDown Hotel for The Rock.
Yeah.
And the last drop Boulevard down there for Cody or whatever shit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want a Boulevard because the last black dude to get a Boulevard down here.
You don't want a Boulevard.
No,
Yeah,
it's dangerous as fuck on that Boulevard. I don't want a Boulevard. I mean that sounds cool, but I wouldn't want that. I want to be associated with that. I don't want to be associated with 7-Elevens and crime.
Survey says no.
Yes, no. We're going to get out of here. We'll be back next week for Tequila Week. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Can't wait. Tequila Week is just, so good. Oh, after the Fortaleza, I'm ready now. Tequila Week. Oh, drop me with some of that. So thanks for tuning in. I'm your Godfather of Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.